Le'ili nishmas Rav Kleina Mishkamed Ben Reli Melech. Nedarim Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Ein bein hamuder hanam mechaver lemuder heimenu meichel. There's no difference between a person that makes a neder not to give hanah to his friend versus making a neder not to give his friend meichel, food. What's the only difference? El drisus haregel v'kelim she'ein osen ben ochel nefesh. Only drisus haregel, which is allowing him to walk through your rishus as a path, where a person that makes a neder not to give food to his friend, this would be allowed. But as far as not having any hana, this would not be allowed. First of all, points out, even if it's not really a shortcut, and even if it's something that people aren't makbid on, still that's called hana, so he can't walk through your rishus. And also kalim, clothing, jewelry, whatever, that don't create ochel nefesh. And also they wouldn't be part of a process, a direct process, where you do get ochel nefesh from this lending. Hamuder meichel mechaveru, so if the case was a guy makes a neder that his friend shouldn't have any meichel from him, lo yashilenu nafa ukvara v'reichayim v'tanur, he shouldn't lend him a nafa. Tfarsol points out that a nafa is something that's earlier in the process where you have like grain, and there's dirt and dust on the grain, so they would use a sieve to get rid of all the coarse dirt and dust. And a kvara, it's a sifter for finer flour. V'reichayim is a mill. The tanur is an oven. All these things are part of a process of making food. So therefore, if a person makes a neder to his friend that he shouldn't have any type of meichel from him, these also be usur because they're a direct cause in the process of making food. Avol mashalo choluk v'tabas, but you can lend him an article of clothing, or v'tabas, or a ring, v'talis, u'nizamim, nizamim, nose rings, or other types of rings. And all other things that don't make ochel nefesh, that are not part of the direct process of ochel nefesh. Now, Rabbi Kiveger brings, there's a tzad in the Gemara, that says that these articles of jewelry, that they can even be lent, according to one daya, if by being lent, they are going to cause this guy to look more chashuv, and as a result of that, he's going to get more food. Nevertheless, that's still mutter, the Mishnah says, because it's not directly part of the process of ochel nefesh. That's like a side cause. Makom shemaskirin kayotze ben aser. However, if there are places where even these items that you would lend, they're normally rented out, like there's no gemachs and people don't lend these out, you'd have to rent them out. So therefore, by the fact that you don't have to pay rent, by this guy lending them to you, you're saving rent, and that's like him giving you rent. Rent, we're going to see, is a little bit different than other things. By the fact that he's saving you from paying rent, that's called giving you hana, and in that case, it would be aser. Because rent would translate to money, and money could buy food. And therefore, preventing him from rent is part of a direct process of him obtaining ochel nefesh, and that's aser.